Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me, my esteemed colleague, Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, esteemed colleague.
It's true. We're both esteemed. Well, we have two white wines to review. One is from the southwest of France and the other is from the Rheingau. And let's start with the Chateau Lustalet Buzet, B-U-Z-E-T, by the way, and which is close to Buzy, but it actually wasn't. This is a 2015 vintage. Buzet is in the southwest of France, south of Bergerac, mm-hmm. on the way on the Garonne River. It's on the way to Toulouse, as it were. And I really
it sounds like a Bing Crosby movie.
I know, on the way to Toulouse. I really wanted to like this wine. It was very, very flowery. It wasn't quite what I wanted. It had decent body, but for me, not enough acid and was just a little too blousy for my particular taste. How did it go for you?
Now, see, I didn't think it was blousy at all. We were able to identify that real core of Semillon, which makes it a little bit sort of old-fashioned. It's that real sort of golden flavor or vanilla flavor, even though it doesn't have any oak. So it's I think it's about 50% Semillon mm-hmm. with some Sauvignon Blanc and then Muscadelle, which is where you're getting the white flowers. I like it, especially with some cheese or maybe even like a very basic or an old-fashioned white fish, you know, with maybe some cream sauce. It's not really a sexy wine. It's a nice example of what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think my better half, Kati Harrison, would love this wine, actually, and maybe that's who will end up drinking it. We are also talking this morning about the 2015 Lights Rheingau Riesling, and this was, for me, really a treat. Bone dry, lots of fruit, a bit of the petrol on the nose. This was the sort of nose that you just want to put your head in the glass, you know, and maybe do some sort of neti pot with the wine. I thought this was really lovely. And what's crazy about it was mouthy and delicious. And for what, $12?
$12, yeah. I walked into the wine store sort of looking for reasonably priced. I guess at this point, $12 is entry level for a German or even a Riesling from Alsace. I know Leitz is a fine producer. I've really enjoyed wines from them. This hit all the buttons that I was looking for. It's sort of a nice, almost crunchy texture. It has good grip, good acid, as you said. There's a little bit of apricot, a little bit of roses, a little bit of nectar, but it's not sweet. This is not blue bottle Riesling. This is a really nice choice.
Leitz 2015 Rheingau Riesling. And this really quite, as I say, delightful. Comes in the beautiful Riesling bottle. Very tall, very skinny. Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.